From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, young conservatives mobilize in Washington. First, though, we go to Iraq, where at least 26 people were killed today in sectarian violence, another indication that the country could slip into civil war. That was the assessment of top U.S. military commanders when they testified on Capitol Hill yesterday. Republican John Warner, chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, signaled that congressional patience is running thin. He suggested that if the U.S. mission is now to stop a civil war in Iraq, then the president will have to go to Congress for authorization. Now for reaction from Iraq, we turn to Muafak al-Rubai. He is the national security advisor to Iraq's prime minister. And Mr. Rubai, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Now, these two top U.S. generals, Peter Pace and John Abizade, said yesterday they can see Iraq sinking into a civil war. They say it's not happening yet, but they can envision it. What is your response to that?
I certainly disagree. We are not in a civil war. I admit we have a civil strife, we have a civil conflict, we have a problem. But I think this is not between the Shia and Sunnis. This is between the extremist, very, very small number of people on both sides, Shia or Sunnis. I think it's under control. I think the central government is having a very, very good measure, a series of measures to control this, and we have a detailed plan with the help of the multinational force, the coalition forces, in drafting these policies and this plan, as well as executing these plans.
You say this is under control, but on average, 100 people a day were killed in May and June, and those are just the bodies that were found. Bodies turning up in morgues, showing signs of torture, execution-style killings. We hear of murder and mayhem every day coming out of Iraq. How is that under control?
Since February this year, the sectarian killing and kidnapping has gone up. But in the last few weeks, the killing has gone down because of the agreement and the talk between the different extremist groups, and they have agreed to stop killing each other. There's a lot of good news happening in this country. Unfortunately, it's not been picked by the media on the other side of the world.
Well, what about reports that members of Iraqi security forces have killed, execution style, and tortured people?
Because we have established and set up and built the Iraqi security forces in a very, very quick way. We have some infiltration from the militia, from the insurgents, from the terrorists into these Iraqi security forces. And we have a very detailed plan for vetting their personality profile, their security vetting, and their competence and military as well as police competence.
I want to play a clip of tape from yesterday's Senate hearing. This is from General Pace. He was asked what needs to happen for the bloodshed to stop.
Shia and Sunni are going to have to love their children more than they hate each other.
Is it fair to say now, Mr. Rubai, that Iraqi Shia and Sunnis are more willing to engage in violence to fight each other than they are to work for a safer and more peaceful future?
I disagree with this, and I agree with what General Pace has said, that we have to start loving each other in this country.
How do you get everyone to do that, then, and to stop fighting?
I'm sorry, Madeline, I have to go. I'm sorry, I have to go because I have the Prime Minister with me as well.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Muafak al-Rubai is Iraq's National Security Advisor.